to, again, the podcast I don't keep track of anymore.
I believe it's 10.
It's like, it's I prepare so much for these episodes, right? And I sit there and I think, I'm like, okay, what am I going to do today? What am I going to talk about? But I don't even know what episode number it is.
Yeah.
Like, it's 10. All right. Well, it's 10. Thank you for telling me that what my own podcast is doing these days.
You got it, boss man.
We got a mosh pit episode today. A
little bit.
There's nothing like overly substantial to talk about at the current moment. We have, we have the NBA finals, but that happened. So, like, it's not as fun when you can't preview it and be like, this is what's going to happen today.
Yeah, like, follow the whole entire build-up of
it.
Yeah.
I got you. It already kind of happened. Giannis already put in the madness, and it's just kind of in the past now.
Mm-hmm.
For the third episode in a row, I'm saying YouTube is here. Whether this makes it on YouTube is yet to be determined.
Hopefully.
I really hope so, because the last two times we've had mad technical difficulties.
You know what they say, the third time's the charm.
It's true. Like, so, we record it properly every time, and then it just breaks.
Something just happens to go wrong at, like, the last minute, and it's like, here we go again.
I can't wait for this one to, like, cut off at, like, 20 minutes or something and have me go in with, like, those default slides on YouTube and be like, I'm sorry it cut off.
Yeah.
Please bear with me. I cannot wait. So, we got our backdrop today. No one knows what's in this glass.
No one needs to know what's in the glass.
It could be water. It could be anything.
Could even be pink grapefruit White Claw, but hey, man, who knows?
I would never do that.
No,
I would never.
Absolutely not.
So what do you want to get into first? We could do, we do TFC first.
You want to do TFC first?
I want to do TFC first because I'm kind of mad. So I think that's the best thing to address first.
I mean, fair enough.
So this team returns home. And we hyped it up like crazy, right? We're like, they're returning home. There's a new manager. Some players are coming back. Like, it's going to work out. Back-to-back 1-1 draws.
Better than back-to-back losses.
This is true. But they're back-to-back very, like, it doesn't feel good. Like, they're not feel-good 1-1 draws. Like, you know when you're down, like, 1-0, and you come back in the 90th minute? That's a feel-good 1-1 draw.
Well, I mean they came back from 1-0.
This
to
is
tie
true.
It 1-1.
Yeah, this is true.
I think the issue with this team now, and I think it's been an issue for a long time, the defending.
Yeah. I mean, look at the stats, man.
I know. They're not pretty.
I have them up right now. 19-6 were the shots for the Red Bulls. And then somehow TFC had possession advantage.
Yeah, just it's almost like pointless possession at that point.
Yeah, like
you bring it up into the attacking third, and then there's just really not much clicking for you, and then you got to bring it back.
It sucks.
Does suck.
Well, that's the thing with TFC as well. It's like, we have those creative players, just doesn't look like they're really working together at the current moment.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, with the likes of Pozuelo, thank God he's back.
Oh my
he's
God.
So good.
Yeah.
And then new signing, you know, Jefferson Soteldo.
Mm-hmm.
Another exciting player. But again, you know, people, I've already started to criticize him, but you got to remember, he's only played how many games with us?
I want to say like five.
Exactly.
Four like
maybe
that.
Five.
Yeah.
And then he was away for the Copa America with Venezuela.
Venezuela.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, hey, he's a young player. He's got to adapt to what is admittedly a not super high quality technically, but it's like up there in terms of fitness and strength. So, I mean, you need some time to adjust. And I think he will.
Yeah, I think so, too. I just don't think, like, so this is a new manager, right? Like, this was supposed to not solve all the problems, but alleviate it a little bit. And I suppose it has with two back-to-back, like, results, at least. Mm-hmm. They haven't been wins, but they've been results. And I don't know. Like, this lineup, to me, makes sense when I look at it. But I don't like Dom Dwyer starting above Altidore.
Neither do I, but... You know, Altidore's been training on his own.
Yeah.
And you can only train on your own so much.
You're right. Yeah.
Right? Like, you can only do so much. You can't replicate game-like situations when you're on your ones.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I get it. I don't love it. You know?
I would rather have Patrick Mullins up there than Dom Dwyer. Maybe that's because I haven't seen enough of Dom Dwyer.
That's a hot take.
I know. But I just don't think he's brought anything to this team.
Not yet.
Every time I've seen him play, he's missing sitters. He's missing, like, open opportunities that... Patrick Mullins in not much of glory. Like, he's not good. Like, let's not kid ourselves here. He would still finish those.
Yeah.
And now with Akinola out for the year.
Oh, that's a big one. I only heard of that today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was totally unaware that, what was it, torn ACL?
Torn ACL.
Jeez.
At the Gold Cup. It was bad, apparently. Like, I remember he came off in, like, the 18th minute or something.
Oh, really?
That was it. It was a wrap for him, which kind of sucked.
That's really upsetting because he was actually kind of coming into his own.
He's a good player, man. I really like him. Yeah. He's like that, and when he committed to the Canadian national team, I was so happy.
Yeah.
I was like, this is what we need.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
You know what? Because quite honestly, he wouldn't get the PT at the US.
No, not at all. Yeah, you're right.
But, you know, we'll absolutely gladly take him on the men's team. So
we have a lot of strikers now.
Yeah.
Like, a lot.
Yeah, Kyle Larin, yeah, Jonathan David, and then lot. Io Akinola.
Davies plays up front, too. I don't know, man. I don't know what they're going to do. But this team, like, I still feel like they're going to come around. Like, in the MLS, this is still early days, right? Like, it's not the end of the world that this team is second last in the Eastern Conference.
No. How many teams make playoffs? Is it?
Seven. Seven in both of it, both conferences. Okay. Yeah.
We've got a long season. You know, we still have an interim manager.
Yeah.
Which obviously doesn't help, but, you know, it's better than having a manager that no one really buys into the system and stuff. So,
yeah.
I mean, you know, two draws back-to-back, okay. Just got to figure out how to put the ball into the back of the net.
We're only 10 points behind the playoff spot right now.
That's not too bad.
We're at 10 points, and New York City FC is at 20. We've played one more game than they have.
Yep.
But, I mean, it's a long season.
It is a long season.
Like, it's not just going to – like, this season goes into December. It's not the end of the world right now, right?
Yep.
They're going to figure it out, I think. You just need to string, like, four or five results together, and if you make the playoffs to seventh place, you can still do some damage.
100%. And I think once things start to click for Toronto,
yeah,
I think we'll be in good shape.
I think so, too.
It's just, at what point does it really start to snap into place?
Vancouver's struggling right now, too, actually. I just looked. They are. They're also second last in the West.
Yeah.
Which is interesting, and Montreal's in fifth.
Yeah.
This is not what we like.
Unsurprisingly,
to see.
Seattle's up top.
Yeah, of course, right? And New England, Philadelphia, all your teams, Columbus even.
Nashville's up in third place in the Eastern Conference,
I didn't see that actually.
Yeah,
you're right.
Nashville's in third. They're doing well.
That's the team we play next. I think there's an away game in between. But TFC doesn't play Nashville. I only know because I have tickets to that game.
Oh, you got tickets?
Yeah.
Good man.
I already had to get them, but. Yeah, we play Chicago away first.
Yeah, that'll be a tough game.
But there's a lot of time to turn this around. Yep. Like, I'm looking at the schedule. There's, like, rows on rows on rows of games.
Yeah.
Lots of games.
It'll click. Yeah. It's just going to need maybe another game or two. I think once they get that first win with the new manager,
mm-hmm.
We already had that first win against, who was it?
It was a draw, I think.
No, we won 3-2, but it was ugly.
Oh, yeah.
New England.
It was. Yeah.
Right? They were in first place.
Or we almost blew it.
Yeah, we almost blew it.
That was funny.
I think once we get a convincing win,
yeah,
then we'll be
all do.
We'll be all right.
This schedule's looking kind of rough, though. Nashville, Philly, NYCFC, New England, Atlanta United. That's tough.
August is going to be tough. But that being said, I think one convincing win,
mm-hmm.
and we'll be okay.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
What else is going on in the world of sports? So... Oh, this is you're gonna be your topic, our boy Gilfie.
Oh yeah. So, for those of you that don't know or don't follow soccer Twitter at all, over the last I want to say 4 or 5 days, there was a rumor going around that a Premier League player had been arrested on child sexual assault charges.
Like, what a random thing to get arrested on.
So. Not much was released in the first day. Second day, they announced that the player was 31 years old and regularly starts for their national team. So it went around quite quickly, and the Everton fans kind of pieced it together and said, hey, we've got a 31-year-old that starts regularly for their national team. Because quite honestly, there's not too many at 31.
And Iceland has like 10 people in the whole country.
Exactly.
Not that hard to
narrow down. So... You know, long story short, I believe it's been confirmed now that it was Gylfi Sigurdsson.
Yeah.
So, he's out on bail. Apparently, police had raided his house and, like, seized a whole bunch of items. So, bad looks on the Icelandic national and bad looks on Everton.
And this is not something I should be kind of conspirizing. Is that a word, conspirizing?
Conspiracizing?
Conspiracizing? Is that the word?
I have no idea.
Whatever. You know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
This is not something I should be conspiracizing on a public podcast.
Yeah.
But, like, what is the items that leads you to, like, what kind of items lead you to thinking that? Like,
I hate to say it, maybe a second phone.
Oh God.
Maybe hard drives. Like, you know, there's some.
He's literally the white van guy then.
Yeah.
That is quite interesting.
It's not a good look. It's going to be interesting to see if, oh, hold on. Let's see. I think Everton, I was going to say, it would be interesting to see what Everton has to say, because they did make an announcement that one of their players had been a suspect in said crime.
Right.
But it seems that they have now suspended him. Yeah. So
the white van guy is penging in free kicks these days.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
So he's been suspended, and if he's convicted, I think that is the end of his career.
I would concur.
Just like, what's his face? The guy that played for City, Adam Johnson.
Yes, Adam
Johnson. He did play for City, right? He did.
Was he City or Chelsea?
I think he was City Southampton.
Oh, he might have been, actually. That actually sounds right.
Yeah.
Let's see. Like that kind of thing, or...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want that.
Yeah, so, you know...
Quincy Promise type business.
Yeah, he's in trouble too, no?
He fled. He fled the Netherlands and went to Russia. Because he can legally play there because they can't arrest him.
That's right. But he was in Russia. That's where his career took off, no?
Yeah.
Spartak Moscow?
I think so. And then, well, the problem was with him is that he, like, murdered someone and then murdered someone else and then beat his wife.
Like, I heard he murdered his cousin.
Did he? Maybe that's true.
Or not that he murdered them, that he stabbed them.
Like, regardless, it's not...
It's nuts.
It's not great.
No, it's another very...
It's another idiotic bonehead in the game.
Yeah.
Right?
Which is shocking.
Yeah, it's like, I don't
know.
Like,
for the most part, footballers have a pretty clean, like, what's the name for it? Like, presentation almost.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, they're clean cut, you know, decent people.
It's like how, like, all hockey players are known for giving good interviews and dressing before games.
Exactly.
Like, they have, like, a kind of, like, a respectful culture.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that doesn't look good.
No. It's two very, very bad looks on the game, and, you know, hopefully they both get what's coming to them.
Yeah. Speaking of another bad look on a game, so the NFL came out. And the NFL came out and said, why is there a fly on my planet Saturn? Yo, get off.
Problems with recording outside.
I know. So... It came out that the NFL said that COVID outbreaks resulting from unvaccinated players or something like that would result in forfeited games.
That's nuts.
And that if you are an unvaccinated guy on your team and you get it and you give it to someone else, you just boned your team for a week.
Yeah.
Which in any other sport would be less of a big deal. But in football, when you have 16, sometimes 17 games starting, I think, next year, that's a big deal if you're taking an L one week for no reason, right?
No,
like,
kidding.
And there's, so DeAndre Hopkins came out, I think, yesterday, and he tweeted about it. He's like, I don't feel comfortable in this sport if I don't want to take this developmental vaccine or whatever the hell he said. Whatever, right? That's a topic for another day.
That is.
And he's like, why does it have to hurt my team?
Yeah.
And then you get back to, like, the morality of this whole thing. Like, should teams be punished and for outbreaks when there are, like, obviously, arguably, but there are preventative measures you can take to prevent an outbreak, such as getting a vaccine.
Yeah.
Should teams be punished for that?
See, now you're getting into, like, medical ethics.
That's
and,
true, actually.
And it's whether or not it's ethical to... Because they're not forcing you to get it. They're not... They're incentivizing you to get it.
Yeah.
So it's not like we're going to cut you from the team if you don't get it. Which, just to backpedal just a little bit here, there was a player on Montreal, CF Montreal, that got traded because he wouldn't get the vaccine.
There was that issue with TFC, too, where Nick Deleon apparently goes on IG Live and talks about how he's an anti-vaxxer. Like, okay, like, I get it, right? Like, it's your decision, do whatever you want, but... When you're playing in a league that's obviously not owned by you and you not getting something can be a detriment to the entire league, I feel like at that point you're responsible.
You know, and another thing being, you know, being in the public eye like these athletes are, they have, I don't want to say a duty because it's not fair to them because, you know, they just happen to be very good at what they do and now they're famous for it. But, you know, it's not their... You almost want to be a role model, right? And, you know, they should be getting the vaccine.
Yeah.
Like, as everybody should. I get the hesitancy. I don't get the conspiracies.
Yeah,
people
I agree.
Are allowed to be worried and ask questions. That's totally okay. Mm-hmm. But when they come out and start saying it's the government's agenda, well, yeah, because the government's sick of the lockdowns too. We all just want it to be done.
What some people don't realize is that the government is losing hella money.
Yeah,
like not just money; they're losing hella money.
Hella money.
Because they have to compensate for everybody else who's losing money, and Daddy Trudeau is just blessing everybody's pockets. And that's the thing, right? And not to turn this into like some vaccine argumentation podcast, but I just think when you're in a situation like these athletes are, where your decisions can impact the entire league, I feel like at that point you're responsible. If you're at home and you're minding your own business and you're staying at home, whatever, then I don't feel like you have any obligation to get a vaccine. Like, I'm double vaxxed. Everyone else I know is double vaxxed. I have no problem with it. But I can see the other way of it where, like, if you're not going to a facility or you're not interacting with other people, that you don't really have to get it if you feel strongly against it. Yeah. It's just when you're under contract for a league or for an organization and you're going to be a detriment to them, I feel like at that point you either have to sit out the season or deal with the consequences of not getting it, which would be a forfeited game at that point.
Yeah, if a canceled game occurs because of it.
Yes. Which they seem pretty strict on right now.
I mean, I don't blame them. Because think about it. Think of all the money that, you know, goes into scheduling these games, prepped.
Yeah.
The TV contracts that ensue. Like, it's that. I think that's why they're doing it. It's because they're going to lose so much money should games start to get canceled because of something that is, like you said, entirely preventable.
Yeah.
So
we have 10 minutes on the clock here, right?
Oh, my days.
This is like flying
today.
When we talk about like anti-vax moms and stuff, it just flies, eh?
No kidding. That's a whole other topic for another day.
Holy.
You're going to have to start another podcast for that.
Seriously, anti-vax podcast? We need a version of Caller Daddy just for us.
Yes.
You know, we can just be like Caller Mommy or something.
I was going to say that, but I didn't want to say it. I'll let you do it.
I had to say it. We could break something incredible open here.
Oh, we could.
But I mean, for the last 10 minutes, let's talk about the NBA Finals.
Ooh, big story there.
To me, it's one thing to be a team that can't get over a hump, right? So I brought this up in previous episodes, like Tampa couldn't get over the hump, right? Year after year, they just kept throwing it. Washington Capitals couldn't get over the hump. They kept throwing it. Never worked. For a team like the Bucks, to get over the hump, I think, means a lot to the sport. Like, I feel like it shows you that you can have a solid core that doesn't succeed, and you can give them time to figure it out.
Yeah. Like, well, not only that, but, like, a guy like Giannis Antetokounmpo, who...
Nailed that pronunciation.
I did?
That was pretty good. You missed one N, but that was...
Antetokounmpo. It's so hard, man.
It's okay.
We'll just call him Giannis.
Call him Giannis.
Giannis for short.
Yeah.
That dude's a freak.
He is the freak. Yes, he's
like,
the Greek freak.
Like, seriously, came into the league under 200 pounds. He now weighs over 240 pounds.
Yeah, he's an animal.
You know, and you know, shout out to Kobe, who challenged the guy to do the MVP last year. Mm-hmm. Got it. Next challenge was to win the championship. Got it.
And that he didn't works. Just win the championship. Like, he won MVP.
Oh, he did
was an animal in those finals.
Animal doesn't even, like, come close. This guy put up 50 points, 14 rebounds, 2 assists.
And for someone who doesn't have, like, a super team, like what he said after the game, he came out and he said, I could have gotten a super team and won this championship. For a guy that kind of had that opportunity, but he turned it down, and he said, I'm going to do this myself, I think it speaks even more.
Yeah, he said he was going to stay in Milwaukee until he won them a championship. Yeah. So now here's the question. How long is he going to stay in Milwaukee? Will he be a one-team man?
I feel like those are so rare now that I can't see it.
You know what? For the way that he is, right? That dude is like the most likable guy in the NBA. There's no way that you can hate that guy.
Yeah.
I think he could stay.
He could. Like, you look at... So the comparison I would make here is Dame Lillard in Portland.
Oh, good comparison.
Right? Like, that's the only guy I can think of who is like... Maybe Bradley Beal, too.
Yeah.
Kind of just sticks with a team through the ups and downs. But you think of all the scrutiny those guys go through, like Bradley Beal and Damian Lillard. It's just every single media outlet is like, get them out of those teams. Like, they need to go somewhere else, because when they don't succeed, everyone just thinks, trade the guy.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Yeah, like, especially Dame.
Yeah.
Right.
So, like, in a couple years, say Giannis has a bad playoffs, right?
Yeah.
Is everybody calling for his head? Is everybody saying, trade this guy, he's washed, we're not winning again with him?
That's hard to say because I can't see him being washed until he gets, like, way too old, like LeBron's age.
Right, yeah.
So it's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
You know what? He's going to be the top player in the league probably for years to come. Mm-hmm. It's hard to say or see anybody who's really going to top that guy. That dude is like, what, 6'11", and, like, uber athletic, uber strong, just, like, you name it, he can do it besides free throws, but, I mean, hey.
Two, three.
I mean, hey, like, not for anything. I think he went 17 for 19 in the final game.
He did, because no one was counting him down. He was at home.
I mean, still, I think he can figure it out. And especially his work ethic in the offseason, he'll be fine.
They do need to figure that out, though, in the NBA. Like, guys at the free throw line are, like, sitting there, and they're dribbling, and they're breathing, and then they read three pages of the Bible, and then they take their shot.
It's like the rule that was implemented a couple years ago in Major League Baseball.
For
you only get, like, 30 seconds at bat now.
Oh, it's yes. Timed. Yeah.
So maybe they'll bring something. Maybe they'll bring, like, a shot clock for that, like 14 seconds or something.
I don't see why not. Like, why should a guy be at the free throw line for 20 seconds?
It is a long time.
Another thing I saw floating around is that they were going to at least experiment with the idea of, say you have a free throw of two shots, right? So you get fouled, whatever. They would make that one free throw for 2 points as opposed to two free throws for 1 point.
Oh, interesting.
Yo, I like it.
I don't know if I do. Because it's uncontested, yeah, and you're so close to the net,
mm-hmm,
I think it should only be valued at one. You just get the two shots.
You think so?
I think so.
I just feel like it slows the game down so much.
But, I mean, that's basketball, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of stop and go.
Yeah.
You know, it's 100% this way. It's almost like hockey in that respect. It's back and forth the whole game.
Yeah.
But, like, in hockey, you've also got those times where, you know, the refs call a penalty or a foul or whatever you call it.
It slows it down. Yeah.
Same thing.
I just think that the last minute of basketball is, like, if you're not interested, that is the most, like, agonizing minute of your life.
Takes forever.
Yeah. Like, I can't even tell you how many times, like, I would, like, link the boys and be like, all right, boys, like, I'm ready in, like, 2 minutes. There's 2 minutes left in this basketball game. 20 minutes pass. I'm still sitting there in front of my TV screen. The boys are like, where the hell are you? What are you doing with your
still
life?
Got,
I'm
like 15 seconds on the clock.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm sorry, guys. Like, the Raptors called 4 timeouts and they missed 40 free throws. I don't know what to tell you.
The last minute is only long when the game is, like, within reach.
Yeah.
Well, if it's a blowout, that last minute flies.
That's the other thing I don't like. Sometimes it's, like, a 9-point game with, like, 6 seconds left, and the guys are like, foul.
Yeah.
Go foul. Like, dude, you lost the game, pal.
Yeah.
You lost the game. It's over.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to break it to you. But, all right, we got 4 minutes.
Oh, another thing.
Yeah.
Just to bring it back to footy for a little bit. I don't know if you've seen this. This is kind of off the top. But floating around on Twitter, they were talking about some new rules they were going to try.
Okay.
Let me bring it up just because I don't remember what the rules exactly were, but it was along the likes of 2 30-minute halves.
Here. Wait, what? Actually?
Yeah.
Like, they're trying to, like, just totally overrule the game.
Let's see.
Interesting.
Yeah. So it's been a picture going around. It says here that FIFA's finally responded to it. Okay. So what they did is they did propose new rules. Mm-hmm. However, it was being trialed at a youth tournament in the Netherlands.
Okay.
But here we go. The 5 potential new rules. This is from...
Dude, these chairs kill me. I got to get better chairs next time.
Here we go. So here's what was proposed. Keep in mind, it was trialed at a youth tournament in the Netherlands.
Yeah.
2 30-minute halves. Unlimited changes. A sin bin for a yellow.
I like it.
Kick-ins instead of throw-ins.
Okay, I don't like it.
And dribbling off corners.
I hate it.
I don't love any of those.
I hate it. Other than the sin bin, I hate it.
I hate the sin bin. I think the only one that's okay is the unlimited changes.
Okay, yeah.
Who cares?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
The problem is, I think substitutions have been rooted to time wasting now.
Yeah, fair.
And that's why, like, what they did in the I like what they did in the Euros and what they've been doing this year, where you have 5 changes, but you have, like, 2 stoppages,
yep,
or 3 stoppages. I feel like that should be the move.
Yep.
Like, give teams unlimited changes, but be like, you have 3 stoppages, and be very strict with adding on that extra time for the stoppages.
I have no problem with unlimited changes.
Yeah,
like,
me neither.
You know, whether it be tactical, whether it be whatever, so what, so be it. But, you know, 2 30-minute halves is dumb.
Yeah.
the sin bin, in my opinion, is dumb. You're a hockey guy.
Yeah, I love it.
So you love it.
Naturally.
I know you do.
It's also because like indoor soccer and stuff that we play, right? Like you get a yellow, yeah. You go to the sin bin for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Because we play in Canada, yeah, where everything's hockey.
Yeah.
Dude, I like that. I feel like there should be a penalty for getting a yellow.
No. It's just a warning, man.
I feel like if a dude is running on a breakaway, but there's a guy behind you and you take him down and it's just a yellow, I still feel like you sinned.
No, it's a warning.
I feel like you need a 1-2 minutes to collect yourself in the box.
It's a 1-3 from the ref telling you not to do it again.
Yeah,
and that's all it is.
Fair enough. I just feel like
I don't like the kick and roll.
Yeah, that's just stupid.
I don't like that.
Because everything would just be a cross.
Dumb. Yeah, it's so stupid.
It would make the game so dumb. It would just be like put value on those like 6'7" like guys who should be playing in the NBA.
Yeah,
because everything would just be a kick and header.
Yeah, exactly. Goal. I don't know. Hopefully they don't bring these games. Hopefully FIFA kind of comes to their senses and realizes, you know what? You know, even with like the rumors of the Super League and everything, it's just,
yeah,
keep the things the way they are, improve VAR, and then we'll be fine. Everyone will be happy.
I feel like the game's in a good place right now.
I agree.
Like, aside from VAR in the Premier League, I feel like it's in a great place. Like,
I agree.
There's a lot of parody in the game. There's a lot of young stars coming up. Like, and the game, like, the only one thing, and like, any loyal listener to this podcast, like, all, like, 1.5 of you, will know how much I hate diving.
Yeah.
That is the only thing about this game that needs to be fixed urgently. Yeah. I can't stand it. And it turns off so many neutrals. And the reason why I can't stand it more is because I watch with people who don't watch soccer. And they're like, what the hell is this?
The worst in the world. You know, you get picked on all the time.
Yeah.
As a soccer player.
Yeah. It's like, oh, are these your mans?
Yeah, like your buddy will tap you in the shoulder and be like, oh, what, you're not going to roll on the floor and act like you got shot? Like, come on, man.
We just get a bad rap from these guys. This is the problem. And the timer is about to expire, which means we've overstayed our welcome.
Perfect. I mean, I think it was good. I think we fit quite a bit in.
We did. Definitely did. We'll be back for, maybe we'll do a Tuesday happy this week.
Yeah?
Maybe we'll do a Tuesday and a Friday. We'll see.
Let me know.
We'll see where the wind takes us.
Exactly.
But, as always, I appreciate you all for being here. Thank you for coming on.
Anytime, man.
Hopefully we get on YouTube this time. We'll see.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed, bro.
That Nikon is staring me in the face telling me that it did something it wasn't supposed to. So, we're going to see.
Fingers crossed, man.
But, yeah, we'll see you all on Tuesday. Thanks for coming in.